Chapter 17, The Elder Tree.
Well, Princess, I believe your time has come. Do you wish to impart any last words before this world says goodbye to your kind of magic forever?
Amarovia walked with her arms outstretched to the elder tree, occasionally tripping over stones but never stopping. When she reached it, her sobs could be heard bouncing off the walls of the basin. Her fingers trailed along the trunk, and I recalled the feel of its cool, smooth flesh beneath the singed surface.
How touching. Crying for a tree that's been dead for years. Princess, are you ready?
Slag took two long strides toward her and unsheathed his sword. She let go of the tree and turned around. From where I stood, I could see soot covering her dirty clothes and skin. I never stopped hoping that I could save the world from your darkness. I still have hope. Slag boomed with laughter.
You hope even now? What a delusional girl. I wonder why you ever loved her, Prince Braylon.
While Slag was distracted, I tried to get Pepper's attention, which was hard because she was purposefully ignoring me, and she called me a drama queen. I grabbed her hand and she tried to rip it away, but I held on tight and growled in her ear,
"Stop it. All of this is part of my plan, okay? We need to move closer, all of us. I need you to create a diversion when I give you the sign. Can you do that for me? Please?"
She relaxed her arm and looked me in the eye, frowning. After a tense moment, she nodded and moved toward Red to pass along my instructions. Thank goodness he was the one who told Elam, because I didn't want to get close enough to tell him myself after he threatened my life. The others gave me a curt nod as well, and I hoped I could count on them. Slowly, we inched toward Slag, Amarovia, and the Elder Tree. Prince Braylon walked up to Slag and asked, "Are you sure we should trust the boy? If he's wrong, you will have to search for the next childborn linked to the tree."
"If I knew any better, Prince Braylon, I would say you still love the princess and don't want to see her die,"
Slag retorted, clearly annoyed. "No, sire, just thinking of you." I craned my neck and searched the darkness. Two tiny orbs reflected back in the firelight, and a blue glow could be seen. Now was the time. I hoped that for once in my life, I would have good luck. Not lotto winner good, but like, not killing everyone good. Beyond the blackened shape of the tree was the familiar shimmer of the magical gateway out of this world. If things fell apart, I'd have to grab Pepper and get her out of here. Although I didn't want to leave this place in complete devastation, it was my responsibility to make things right. I looked at Pepper, who was an arm's length away from me, and mouthed,
"Now."
She flashed me one of her brilliant smiles, and I knew we were in for a show. She ran over to one of the guards and grabbed his tunic. She said loudly, and with what I thought was a bit too much theatricality,
"Are we being watched? Are those torches on the top of the ridge over there? I wonder, did King Richard follow us?"
"What?"
Slag and Prince Braylon turned abruptly to stare at Pepper, and then in the distance to squint where she was pointing. Roderick and Gabe shouted and pointed as well. While everyone was looking in the opposite direction, I took advantage of the moment and pulled out the piece of the granola bar. I held it out in my open palm and held my breath. The beating of wings came from behind, and then the heavy weight of the tamarack pressed down on my arm. "Thank God," I thought. The creature dropped the warm seed into my palm and snapped up its treat.
"You kept it safe. Good tamarack," I muttered under my breath. "Now take it to the girl."
I waved with my free hand toward the disheveled princess, and the tamarack grasped the elder seed in one of its talons. It took to the air, sweeping across the expanse, flying straight for Amarovia, with the glowing blue pod in its grasp.
"There's no army out there, you stupid girl! Shut up before I have you killed with the princess!"
Slag tipped his sword back with a grin on his face, but before he could take a step toward the tree, a form swept down and landed on Amorovia's shoulder. The tamarack dipped its head to her hand and let go of the illuminated round shape. She murmured something and rubbed the back of its scaly neck. Then, as quickly as it had come, it flew off and disappeared into the gloom. While Slag sputtered in confusion, Amorovia cupped her hands together and the light began to glow. Its blue phosphorescence bloomed into a brilliant glow, brighter than the sun. As she knelt down and placed the orb into the roots of the tree, Slag propelled toward her, his sword ready to strike. "No!" Without thinking, I dug in my feet and rushed forward. There was no way I'd let him hurt the princess. Before I could reach her, Braylon beat me to it, his shoulder ramming into Slag's side, sending him headlong into the rocky terrain. The prince stood with a confused expression and his sword pointed at his opponent. I may be your puppet, but I cannot let you harm her. My love for her is stronger than your evil magic. Slag sputtered and rolled over. It was dark, but even from where I stood, I could see the hatred pouring from his eyes.
That is not possible. You are under my control, you pathetic piece of dribble. You will pay for this. You can die with your princess.
Shock and surprise transformed his face when he turned his attention to Amorovia and the elder tree. The ground began to glow below us in long, narrow fissures, and light coursed toward the tree, pulsing up its trunk and out its branches. Its blackened exterior fell off like ashes in the wind, revealing a vibrant purple stalk. Tiny green buds unfurled from the branches, extending into large teardrop-shaped leaves. Where the light had touched the ground, a carpet of pale grass sprouted up, covering the rocky earth. Like a crowd doing the wave, it rippled across the basin and under my feet. The tips of the elder tree glimmered, and I noticed bright points in the sky. Stars. The constant bleak cloud cover dissolved, revealing constellations I had never seen before. A large, porous moon glowed blue and cast soft beams down on the scene below. Everyone stood with their eyes wide open, completely spellbound. Everyone, that is, but Slag, who rolled onto his knees and jumped to his feet. Braylon took no notice, too absorbed with the beauty around him.
You witch! You really think your magic can reverse time? Since the day my heart was pierced by the stone of Aberrath, it has hardened and turned into the rock it was touched by.
Slag lifted up his staff and its sharp point was aimed at Amorovia.
Every soul that's touched it is linked to me through its power. Your magic isn't strong enough to break the bond. Do you think I will let you take everything from me?
Slag said and lunged at Amorovia. Look out, was all I could say as I watched hopelessly. Princess Amorovia didn't need my shouts of warning. She stood completely aware of him stumbling toward her, with a calm, unconcerned air. When he got close enough, her hands lifted and a tree branch curled down, wrapping around the staff and pulling it from Slag's grasp. The staff started to creak from the tension and snapped in two. With his attention elsewhere, she leaned forward and pressed her palms to his chest. I thought I detected a rosy glow seep out from her fingers. Slag sank to his knees with a groan. Moments later, Amorovia withdrew and stepped back. Now you have everything you ever needed. Your heart. Slag pulled off his black cloak and stared up at the stars. I was surprised to see that the inky veins that had once traced his face were gone. He sputtered.
Beautiful, beautiful. I cannot recall how long my heart has been hardened and my soul poisoned.
He clawed open his tunic and stared at his pale chest. His fingers trailed up to his sternum, coming to rest at a single point.
It doesn't hurt anymore. My pain is gone, he said, laughing.
Slag's soldiers exchanged confused glances and stared at their swords, which were pointed at the captives. They laid them on the ground and stared up at the stars. Prince Braylon leaned down and brushed his fingers through the soft grass beneath his feet and said,
"I'd almost forgotten what it felt like."
"Braylon!"
Amarovia held her hand out to him, tears shone on her cheeks in the moonlight. His attention lifted to her face and he walked slowly to her side. When he stopped, he stared at the ground and muttered,
"Will you ever forgive me?"
"There's nothing to forgive. You weren't yourself. The Elder Tree has revived us all. As we speak, I see the black magic losing its grip on you, my love."
Amarovia buried her face into his tunic and I looked away when they kissed. Pepper started laughing and Gabe joined in. Malik walked over to Red and pulled him into a big bear hug, and Elam swatted Roderick's shoulder, wearing a suggestive grin. The boys' fathers rushed to their sons and embraced them roughly.
Sir, what are your orders? One of the soldiers ventured, calling out to Slag.
"Go home, your real home. Prince Braylon rules this land, as he always should have. We're done here. We have no purpose any longer."
Slag touched the Elder Tree's colorful trunk. I took a deep breath and combed my fingers through my hair. It was over. No one had died, and my terrible luck seemed to have turned around. I wasn't sure how it had all worked out, but it had. I wasn't going to die here, after all.
"How did the Tamarack come to have the seed?" Prince Braylon asked Princess Amarovia, who turned to me with a questioning stare.
I cleared my throat and spoke up. "When we were captured at the castle, I gave it to the Tamarack and told it to keep it safe. It followed us here, and I lured it over with a treat." Amarovia and Braylon walked over, and the princess gave me a hug, completely taking me by surprise. My cheeks flushed with heat, and I let my hair fall on my face to cover my embarrassment.
"Thank you for your help. I would like to know the name of my hero."
"Hero? No. I'm no hero. My name's Nimrod. You sure you aren't angry with me like everyone else is?" I asked and shot a wary expression to the others who were busy shaking hands and talking.
"Angry for tricking Slag to bring me to the Elder Tree and giving me the seed? That sounds like something a hero would do, Nimrod,"
Amarovia answered.
"Thank you for saving me and my people."
Prince Braylon squeezed my shoulder and echoed the princess's appreciation. "Thank you, Nimrod."
"I am curious, though, how you found the seed. So many have searched for it without success. You're just a young man,"
Amarovia marveled. I remembered the moment I entered this world for the first time. The Elder Tree's lifeless husk reminded me of my mother in the hospital and my emotions had overtaken me. Tears spilled from my eyes, blinding me, and they had dropped onto the trunk. I didn't really want to admit my private moment, but I knew some explanation was necessary. "Well, I found the tree by accident, really. I didn't know it was special or anything, but seeing it all dead and burnt reminded me of someone important to me who's not around anymore. I was upset, and the roots just sort of opened up. I grabbed the seed, thinking it was a pretty rock." The prince and princess exchanged a surprised expression, and Amarovia said,
"The tree chooses who to reveal its seed to. Naturally, it trusts its protector, but you are just a boy. You must be very special, Nimrod, for it to have faith in you. Clearly, the Elder Tree's confidence in you was true."
Braylon clapped me on the shoulder. "I wish I had more men like you. I'm glad you came here when you did. Not a moment too soon." Someone cleared his throat behind me and a voice said,
"If you'd given us a hint of what you were up to, we could have helped, and I wouldn't have thought you were a coward."
I turned around and found Elam with his arms crossed and everyone staring at me. At least now I was fairly confident he wasn't going to hurt me.
"You helped a lot more by not knowing the plan, and I kinda thought it up on the spot."
"Wouldn't have guessed, but you know, you're a pretty smart kid. Why didn't you tell us you had the Elder Seed before we left on the rescue?"
Elam asked.
"Thanks," I mumbled, "for that awesome backward compliment. I would have told you, but I didn't know it was the Elder Seed until we got up to the castle and the alarm was raised.
I pulled it out of my pocket and it was warm and glowing blue. Up until that point, it had been icy and black. I suspected it was the seed when I considered how nearby the princess was. She must have activated the magic in it. I was lucky. The words struck me silent. For so long, I'd felt like an unlucky loser. It was strange accepting the fact I had just stepped into my story and filled the hero's role. I'd actually saved the day. Sure, I was responsible for making a mess of everything, but it was because of me this world had life breathed into it again. Alert the presses.
Thank you for saving us all. You've helped more people than you know, Malik said and rested his hand on my shoulder.
His friends, along with Elam, Gabe, Roderick, and Red, chimed in their agreement. I shook my head. No, thank you. Sorry for putting you all through that. Red and everyone. Princess? I took something from your father's desk I shouldn't have, but it was to protect my friends. King Richard has orders to send Malik, his friends, and family to the dungeons for being traitors. I know it's not my place and all, but... Princess Amaravia laughed. Do not worry. Father cannot deny these men's valor when they escort me back home. Gabe struck out his chest proudly, clearly pleased at being called a man. Thank you, I said. Pepper appeared at my side and pulled me away from the group. Her onyx hair had gotten rumpled and was falling out of its braid. Her face had smudges of dirt on it, but she was smiling.
I told you that you could do it. You're the hero of your own story.
I noticed Elam look over at us, and my lips involuntarily curled up as I scratched my forehead. Whatever.
Don't know about you, but I could eat my own fist. Starving doesn't even come close, Pepper said and pointed at the shimmering rectangular gateway that was partially hidden by the elder tree.
Bet we could sneak out of here without them seeing.
What time do you think it is? How long have we been gone? I hope Aunt Holly hasn't noticed. Not sure if she's the grounding type, but I guess I'll find out. Let's duck out of here while they're talking. We looked over and saw everyone deep in conversation. Pepper nodded, grabbed my hand, and led me away. When we reached the portal, I waved her through first. Call me crazy, but I wanted her accounted for, not running off to discover some new adventure. After her body disappeared into the bright doorway, I took one last look at the land I'd helped save. It was colorful and vibrant, even in the moonlight. I had a sense of pride, which was an altogether new experience for me, and I liked it. This time, when I stepped into the light, I closed my eyes, not wanting to get sick. I had the sensation of movement and being sucked through a wind tunnel. In a moment, it was over.
Not good.
Huh? I snapped open my eyes and saw Pepper on her tiptoes, peeking out one of the small attic windows. I craned my neck to look at Grandpa's clock on the desk. 5 after 10 o'clock.
The cops just pulled away. I'm guessing Holly noticed you were missing, Pepper announced.